Welcome to the Soulful Podcast. I am your host, Megan Harmony, a champion at overcoming the tough stuff and enjoying life while rising above it. Soulful living means getting to a place of ease and comfort no matter what's happening around you. It is waking up excited about what adventures you will go on. It's connecting to the power within you as your source of strength, grace, and security. It's being uncomfortable during growth spurts and leaning in to the stretch. Each week, I will share with you about my journey and the experiences I've had. I'll offer you hope and inspiration that it is possible to live a full life, even when the you-know-what is hitting the fan. I believe that love is a language we can all understand, and I want to inspire you to trust and believe in yourself. Your soul is hungry for more. Lean in to get soul full. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. I hope you guys are having a fabulous Monday morning. I am filled with so much hope and joy today as I set out for a week of adventure and business planning and connecting to the guides, and I can't wait to hear of all the adventures you're going on this week. I want to take a moment here to recognize one of my girl besties, business besties, an amazing woman that's come into my life over the last year. Her name is Susan Rue, and she is just incredible. I got to spend some time with her this week, and you guys are going to want to be following her space come the new year because there's some big things happening there. Sue has magical powers when it comes to helping people with anxiety, and I wanted to give her a shout out today because I know she's going to do big things and you guys aren't going to want to miss it. She also has a podcast and other things too, so just check her out. And I also wanted to tell you guys something that I learned from Sue this week, which I probably should have already known and maybe knew intuitively, but hadn't really ever considered. So we were just talking about different things, and I have had a belly button piercing since I was probably 15. And she was like, "Girl, you got to take that out. It's messing with your chakras." And I had never even considered that, but it makes perfect sense. So, and of course, she wasn't forceful about it or anything, but she just was making an observation. So I leave that with you guys to decide for yourselves. But I just thought that was interesting. So I did take it out. And in the 2 days that it's been out, I am noticing a difference in the alignment of my chakras and how I am feeling. So that's just my experience, though. And again, each individual is different, so to each their own. But I thought I'd share that tidbit of information with you, a little bit of wisdom, and you guys can decide how to use it or not. And that's the beauty of this life we live. We get to decide. So I'd like us all to take a couple of deep breaths this morning just to really center into our souls and get connected. So what we're going to do is breathe in to the count of six, breathe out to the, or hold to the count of six, sorry, and then breathe out to the count of six. And we're going to do that three times. In two, three, four, five, six, hold two, three, four, five, six, out two, three, four, five, six, in five, six, hold two, three, four, five, six. Out, two, three, four, five, six. And while in this space of calm and connected to your soul, I have but one question to ask you. Do you know and believe that you are divine light and needed in this world? Do you understand the power within you and how desperate the world is to see you let it shine? And I want you to sit with that as you go throughout your day today. Are you saying things to yourself like, "Well, that was stupid. I'm such an idiot. Why would I say that?" All in your mind, usually. Or are you saying things like, "I am amazing. I am incredible. Look how I helped that person." Are you encouraging yourself, or are you tearing yourself down? If you do not believe the answer, the absolute positive answer to those original questions is a resounding yes, then I hate to tell you this, my friends, but you have work to do. Because if you don't believe it, you won't put that out into the world, and the world is missing out on you in your highest enlightened state, where you truly are connected to your soul and coming from that soulful place, which is of complete service to others. Why this is coming out this week is because I'm realizing more and more how in tune with myself I am and how in love with myself I am. And I don't say that from a place of ego or conceitedness. It comes from a place of, I can stand firmly in who I am, knowing that I am a divine being of God's ever loving light, and spread love out into the world. Doesn't mean I'm perfect at it. Doesn't mean any of us will be perfect at it. We're always claiming spiritual progress. But when those self-hatred, self-loathing thoughts come in, it's very easy for me today to snap out of them because I've done the work of constantly reminding myself how amazing I am. And you are too. I also remind myself how amazing other people are. I'm always encouraged to see people doing well. I get to celebrate with them and know that that's available to me as well. I want to share with you all a Marianne Williamson quote. Many of you may know it, but it's one of my favorite quotes that deals with this exact thing. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So I ask you again, are you living an enlightened, liberated life, connected to your soul, knowing that you are amazing, you are a badass, you are going to do incredible things in this world if you're not doing them already? Are you standing in the truth of who you are? Are you standing in your light and letting it light the flame in others? Are you a girl on fire, or are you hiding because you don't believe in yourself, even though so many people have told you, "I need you. I need what you have to offer, please"? Are you avoiding the incredible gifts that you have within you that the world needs to see because they scare you? And yes, I'm coming at you hard right now because I needed people to come at me hard because I had gifts and they scared the living crap out of me. But we don't do that today. We stand in our truth. We stand in our highest consciousness, and our presence automatically liberates others. We get to bring the best out in others by being the best version of ourselves, by doing the things that bring us complete passion and joy, love, light. All of us are love. You are love. When you look at a child, you don't think, oh, that's a horrible individual. No one thinks that when they see children, even if a child is doing something with bad behavior. But we look at ourselves and we think, I can't do that. I'll never do that. We tell children they can do anything they want to do in life as long as they put forward the work to do so. But we tell ourselves we can't. We can't afford it. We can't this. We can't that. Well, the time for that is done. It's time for us as a people to rise up, to gain our consciousness at the highest elevated level. Things are happening in this world right now, and we need to be a part of that. Let your light shine bright. Know deep within your soul that you are worthy. And if you don't know that, take every freaking step possible to ensure that you know deep within your soul and you believe in the magnitude of who you are. And who you are is not your job. It's not the title you have. It's not the roles you play in your families. It's not any of those things. Those are all aspects of the essence of you. But it's not you. Who you are is love, compassion. The list goes on. It'll be different for each of us. But what I do know is you are light. You are gorgeous, gorgeous light. And the only one turning that light off is you, because you're too scared and too concerned about what everyone else will think to just be. Just be. Well, ain't nobody got time for that. It's time to get out of your own way. And if you're struggling to do that, please reach out to me. I would be happy, more than happy, to help you get out of your own way. That's all I wanted to say to you guys today. I know it seems to be a recurring theme each week, but I think it's because I know for me I needed to hear it quite a few times before the messages started to sink in. The guides are asking me to tell one of you today, or maybe all of you, that you are loved beyond compare, that you are divine, and that they're waiting to give you so much help. Just ask. With that, I am going to ask all the listeners, if you're interested in being a guest on the podcast, I am going to start having guest interviews. So please reach out to me and we'll see if it's a good fit. And if it is a good fit, we'll get you on to talk about all things soul-led discussions and spirituality and being your divine epic self. So please reach out to me either by email or on my social media and let's see if it's a good fit, because I'd love to have you on the show to share with the world your gifts and your light. That brings us to our end for this week. Again, remember, you are amazing. You are worthy. You deserve an epic life. And I love you, and your guides love you, and God loves you. Take care until next time. Until we meet again, lean in to get soulful. Thank you for meeting me soul to soul today on the Soulful Podcast. If this episode connected with you and you feel called to, please share it with your friends and family so they can feel the love as well. Also, don't forget to hit subscribe on your podcast player so you get notified when new episodes drop. Please leave a rating and comment so I know what's touching your soul the most and can bring you more of what you long for. If you have suggestions for topics or would like me to speak at your event, please connect with me at soulfullsobriety@gmail.com. Thank you for your love and support in helping me connect with more souls to remind them they are divine, capable, and loved. You're the best. Go out looking at the world through the lens of love.